Hank Aaron is the Hall of Fame baseball player who broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. His career began back in 1952, playing for the Indianapolis Clowns of the old Negro Leagues. He went on to play for the Milwaukee and later the Atlanta Braves. He's written a biography called I Had a Hammer that's about baseball, and it's also about race relations. Thanks a lot for being here on Seattle Afternoon today.
Thank you.
Was baseball fun for you?
Yes, it was.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, 23 years I played it. I had a wonderful time.
It wasn't just a job.
Well, I guess later on it did become a job, you know, but the first 10 years I just enjoyed playing baseball. It was something that I always dreamed about, and when I had the opportunity to play it, it brought a lot of enjoyment to me.
You were playing ball at a point where baseball really changed quite a bit because the Negro Leagues went out of existence and blacks began to move into the major leagues. You were part of that transition. The Negro Leagues that you left, what were they like?
Well, I guess when I played, we compared it to the major leagues in some ways because that was the only way that we had the competitiveness between two pro teams. And, of course, later on, when those two leagues was kind of dissolving itself, we looked at hoping that we could get into the major leagues. But it was a good league. In so much as it taught all of us who had chance to play professional baseball, taught us a chance and taught us a little bit of how, I suppose, how the major league was going to be, how professional ball was going to be.
When you made that transition to the major leagues, why do you think the major leagues opened up, first of all, with Jackie Robinson? Was it because they wanted to do something for race relations?
I really don't know why. I think that, Branch Rickey just had an idea, and he thought that Jackie Robinson would be the right person to bring blacks into Major League Baseball. And when he was given the opportunity, it was with some restrictions. You know, he couldn't fight back. He couldn't do a lot of things. So after all these things kind of paved the way and Jackie was able to do some of the things, it just gave everybody else a chance to play in the major leagues, I guess.
What was it like for you to, you grew up in the South, to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin all of a sudden? Had you been to the Midwest before you went there to play?
Well, you know, when I signed with the Indianapolis Clowns in the Negro League, and then after that I played with Oakland in the Northern League. So actually I had, and then from there I went to Jacksonville, and from Jacksonville of course went to Milwaukee. But I had some previously experience with playing in the North. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, you know, my first time ever playing baseball with whites was when I had to play in Oakland Class C ball.
What was that like?
It was okay. It was I would say that it was an experience for me. You know, because, as I said before, you know, I had never had that experience before. Only ball I had played was in the Negro League, but it was an experience. The equipment was a lot better, of course. The travel was a lot better. The money was a lot better. So all these things made for me to be a better ball player.
In the book, I Had a Hammer, many people, myself included, realized for the first time that even though you were a baseball star, you were playing on World Series winning teams, you were still subject to a lot of racial harassment, even when you were closing in on the home run record.
Oh, yes. You speaking about 1973 when I received some 900,000 pieces of mail. Yes, that was a lot of it was racially hated, vicious type letters that I received. But, as far as that, we still have so much problem still, you know, not only in baseball, but just in the country, period.
Mm-hmm. Was that a big change from when the team was in Milwaukee moving to Atlanta?
It was a change, yes. It was a change because in so much as the people in Georgia, especially in that area, had never seen that many black and white players playing together. And that was the first time that they had encountered that, you know. But as I said before, you know, it wasn't Atlanta itself. It was the surrounding little towns outside of Atlanta.
Atlanta itself was more cosmopolitan.
Atlanta is a great city.
Mm-hmm. Did it change your life when you hit that home run, when you broke Babe Ruth's record?
I don't know that it changed my life. It certainly changed the way I looked at a lot of things. You know, I learned a lot about people then. I learned a lot about no matter what you do, some people gonna just take you. You're not gonna be judged by your character, but you're gonna be judged by the color of your skin. And so I started looking at people, not all of them, not generalizing all of them, but a lot of people.
Even then, even after you'd achieved that.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm. Do you think that relations when you first went to Atlanta changed from there to today? Have people changed? Have people's attitudes changed toward race?
Oh, yes. No question about that. Oh, yeah. Atlanta, as I said before, Atlanta is a cosmopolitan city. You know, it's a great city.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta is probably, it's in some ways, to be very honest with you, better than some places, a lot of places, I would say. I don't know of any place any good, better than Atlanta. I'm talking about the city outside of Atlanta, the little city.
How about outside, though?
I don't know. I haven't dealt with that. I'm not, you know, since I'm not playing baseball, I don't have to deal with that anymore. You know.
What do you think made you a great hitter?
I think two things. First of all, I was determined to be the best that I could be. That's number one. And, of course, I studied the pitches very soundly. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I was very patient when I went to the plate. And I knew exactly what I wanted to do as a ball player. And I didn't let anything derail me or go in the other direction.
You know, they have sports psychologists now, and they work a lot with the players on just what you mentioned, on that kind of focusing that it takes to achieve, to blot out everything else that's going on. And as you mentioned, there were a lot of other things going on when you were playing ball. You were subject to these hate letters a lot of the time. What kind of techniques or tactics did you have to keep everything else out of your mind and focus on the game, focus on that pitch coming down?
I think I've been blessed in that regard. You know, I've always whenever I put on my uniform, you know, no matter whatever was bothering me before the game, once I put the uniform on and got on the baseball field, I was strictly baseball. There's nothing else.
You also played the game when it changed quite a bit. The salaries got a lot bigger. It became more of a business than it was in the earlier days. Did you sense that change as a player?
No, I didn't. I don't think any of us did. You know, if it had, I think a lot of us would have made a lot more money. Baseball did change. It changed because, I guess, the free agent market, players were able to move around from club to club. It changed because agents came into the game. They were negotiating players' salaries, where before I don't think that you ever had an agent to go into an office when I was playing to negotiate a player's salary. It was strictly between the player and the manager, or the player and the general manager. And we were losers. We were losers because those guys were professional. That was their business, you know. And we were baseball players. They were businessmen. And when you went in there to talk to them about contract, they always had the upper hand. And so no matter whether we hit 350 or hit 250, you were going to get what they want you to have because the freedom was not there. Also, you know, you couldn't just move from club to club. You had to be satisfied with playing with whatever club that you own.
I'm speaking with baseball great Hank Aaron. Do you mind me asking you what you made in your major league career and at the most, highest salary level?
$240,000.
What do you think about the players today who are making those multi-million dollar salaries? You think they deserve it?
Nobody deserves the kind of money that they're making, let's put it that way. You know, but they're making it, and so be it. You know, I mean, I don't begrudge them. I think that they should make it. I wish that I had the opportunity to make it, but I didn't.
Do you think that it's bad for the game, though, to have them making that much money? Does it create jealousies on the team that weren't there before? Does it make it less of a game?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think that the only thing that I see that it probably has, it's going to hurt players as far as trying to play the game for 15 to 20 years. Those players that have the opportunities, like, you know, you've seen your last players, I guess, like Nolan Ryan, you know, he's been in the league, I guess, 15, 16 years, I guess. But you ain't going to have that too much, you know. I mean, players just don't need to play that long because they make a lot of money and they just don't need to stay out there abusing their body.
Let me toss a couple names at you and get your reactions to them, some people who you had a lot to do with. Jackie Robinson.
A great, great athlete, was one that I guess I've always admired. I love because of some of the things that he went through. He was, I would say, he was the Dr. King of baseball. He's Reverend, you know, he's like Reverend King because he stood so tall. He did some things that I guess that only me who would appreciate it and very few other ones would appreciate. Some of the young kids don't appreciate because they don't know much enough about him.
Willie Mays, there was much made of a supposed rivalry between the two of you.
None whatsoever. He was not my, I didn't have time to worry about Willie. As I said before, I think my job was to worry about Henry Aaron and not Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
But Willie was a great player, if that's what you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Sports heroes like yourself, kids look up to sports heroes. They really think of them as more than just players. They think of them as role
that's
models.
Right.
Did
that's
you feel
right.
that kind of responsibility of having to be – having to set a good example for kids?
Always did, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like it was my responsibility to be what the kids had emulated me to being, a role model. You know, I tried to live that way.
That seems like it'd be hard sometimes. I mean, you're doing it on the field, and then you have to do it in your private life too.
Well, it is tough, but, you know, it's your life. You choose it. You know, baseball is a great game, and you'd be surprised at the kids that will follow you and think so much of you. In fact, some of them even think more of you as a ball player and as a human being than their own parents sometimes. They put you on that pedestal. You know, they just love what you're doing, and they just think it's no, nothing like you.
I guess that's kind of great in a way, but it's also kind of sad.
It is sad. It is very sad. You know, I don't think that although I have a responsibility, but I don't think that any sports hero should be put in that category as being a giant on a pedestal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, Sugar Ray Leonard just recently was a major disappointment, you know, to a lot of people because what he came out and said he was involved in. You know, I mean, and how many young kids, even my kids, used to always talk about Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, and they saw his kids and, you know, it was just he was a hero. So it's bad when you put people in that you don't know. You have no inkling of what they're going through to say that's my hero. You know, your hero should be somebody that you know something about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said sometimes these kids want you to be a hero and they look up to you as sports heroes much bigger than their parents.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Hank Aaron, his book is called I Had a Hammer. It's the story of his career in baseball and some of the stuff that he went through off the field. I Had a Hammer, the Hank Aaron story, written with Lonnie Wheeler. Hey, thanks very much for being on Seattle Afternoon.
Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for all the memories.
Thank you.